We're in the middle of Simon Kuf Yud Tes. We are up to Sif Gimel. Okay, so a little Hagdama. The Gemara in Brachas and Daf Lama Dal Rav Nala brings down a machlokes between Rav Huna and Rav Asi. What happens if you make a mistake in Shmona Esrei? So Rav Huna says, we didn't get here, we're doing the background, the Rekha, the Gemara. Rav Huna says that if you make a mistake in the Gimel Rishon, it was the first three Brachas of Shmona Esrei, you have to go back to the beginning. Okay, we already discussed that. Be'em tzoyos, if you make a mistake during in the middle bracha, and then you let's say you made a mistake, you forgot to say v'sein tal matli bracha, or you did say, let's say you did say you weren't supposed to, you went on, you have to go back to atachonin. That's what Rav Huna holds. The middle brachas are one unit, go back to atachonin, and from there continue. Rav Asi says no. Rav Asi says that the emtsoyos ain lehen seder. The middle brachas have no seder. The question is, what does that mean? So there's basically two questions over here. One is, we have a machlokes Rav Huna Rav Asi. The question is, do we passing like Rav Huna or do we passing like Rav Asi? And basically, all the poskim passing like Rav Asi. And now we have to know what Rav Asi says. It's very unclear. Emtsoyos ain lehen seder. So we know he's arguing in Rav Huna. He's not going to tell us to go back to Atachone when we made a mistake in Barech Aleinu. But what is Rav Asi telling us? So Rashi says, and there is support from the Gaonim for this opinion, although the overwhelming majority of the opinion do not hold like this. And that is that if you, let's say you skipped a bracha, you missed the bracha. Skip bracha 5. And then when he's on bracha 10, he says, I missed bracha 5. Okay? So wherever you remember the bracha, say the bracha, and then continue back to what you're up to. You finished 10. Oh, I forgot 5. Do 10. You did 10. 5, 11. That's what Rashi says. Tosis goes. He asks a lot of kashas on Rashi. The most obvious kasha, I don't know what Rashi does with the kasha, but the most obvious question that Tosas asks is that the Gemara Megillah tells us that there are four things that have to be done in order. Megillah, Halah, Krishma, and Tefillah. So Tefillah has to be done in order. So how can Rashi tell us, say Bracha 5 between 10 and 11? It's against the Gemara. How Rashi answers that, I do not know. But the overwhelming majority of the poskim, the Rashbam, the Riv, Rabbi Yonah, the Rosh, the Rabbam, and we'll see the Shulchan Aruch, that no, you have to go back to Bracha 5 and then go Kiseder 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, even though you did 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 before. And you have to go in order.
And Gemara goes through which Bracha first, which Bracha.
Very right. So good. Very good. So the Gemara and Megillah, right, we're going to see that the Seder of the Brachos, it was established by Anshei Knesset HaGdola based on Psukim, and right. So let's see that right now in Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Yud Tes Gimel. In dileg ota bebracha achas meha emtsoyos, if he skipped a bracha or he made a mistake on one of the middle brachos, ain't no tzarech lachzar ela l'rosh habracha shetaa o shedileg. He only has to go back to that bracha. As opposed to Rav Huna says you have to go back to Atachonen. No, go back to the bracha in which you made a mistake. Umisham ve'elach yachzar ala seder, and then continue straight. You by 10, you made a mistake by 5, go back to 5, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, as not like Rashi, but like Tosis and all the other poskim. Okay, so bottom line, person makes a mistake, go back to the bracha, in the middle bracha, so you go back to the bracha in which you made a mistake, and then you continue from there, going in order till the end of Shemona Esrei. Okay, Mishabur Sifkat and Yugimel. Explain, what does it mean, dileg, and what does it mean, ta'a? So, perish, shedileg habracha legamrei. You missed the bracha. What does ta'a mean? Sheshine baba'in shetzer lachzer machmas zeh. So that's what we sort of started touching on yesterday with the dirshu ha'ara, you know, which mistake. So it has to be a mistake. Just because a person skips a word of a bracha or shemona esrei doesn't mean that he wasn't yotzei to that bracha. We're talking about a crucial mistake that's going to prevent him from fulfilling his obligation, and therefore you have to go back. If you miss a word, it might depend on what that word is, but you're not necessarily going to have to go back at all. Mishabur points out Sifkatin Yadalid. Hold on. The end of Yugimo, the Tarvayo Ayri Vishogate. The Bemaze Tzach Lasso Litzchias Shmoneh Esrei. We're talking about mistakes that are shogeg. But if a person is being a wise guy and doesn't amaze it, so he's going to have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Okay, that's when we discussed that already at length. He changes the bracha. Fine. Sivkat and Yudal, the Rosh HaBracha. The Nizka B'Ta'usa Ba'ochi Omer Adayim Ba'Bracha. Let's say he makes a bracha in the beginning of Bracha 5. And he recognizes his mistake before he concludes Bracha 5. So Yachzor L'Mokom Shoto Levad. So he's not going anywhere. Just go back to the mistake and correct it and go back to it. Mishabur Sivkat and Tezvav. You have to go from the bracha that you missed, Viter, without skipping anything, in order. Okay, this was your point, Katria. Tesvav. Vafim lo nizgar ad achar kama brachos. He didn't recognize the mistake until he went 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Then he remembers he made a mistake in 5. Tarich lachzor v'domar kulan acharea. You have to go 5 and again repeat 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. If you do like Rashi tells you to do, you mention that bracha just where you do 10, 5, 11. Nimta sheshina sidrin shel brachos. You're changing the seder of the brachos of Shemoneh Esrei. V'lo yotzei dechovo is not going to be yotzei. She seder brachos from Anshei Knesset Agdola. The order of the brachos is from Anshei Knesset Agdola. V'samchu sidron al hamikraos. And the order is based on psukim. It's serious stuff. You can't just make your own order. Okay, there's a Bir Halacha over here. Dibar Maschil in Dileg. Okay, at the beginning of the Sif. In Dileg Ota'a. So, let's see. Inyan Ta'os Nirali Dinichla Bishnei Ofanim. There's two types of mistakes, says the Bir Halacha. Young man, we are back here in the Bir Halacha. Okay, the mistake has two Ofanim. Aleph, Shelo Hishlim as a bracha kedin. He did not complete the bracha properly. Kigon Shelo Chisma Bedin. O Shechiser Eizadav Shu Ikra Bracha. Either the conclusion of the bracha, he messed up the conclusion of the bracha. That's what we discussed yesterday. He said Goa Yisrael instead of Goel Yisrael, perhaps. I'm trying to think that that's Ma'akiv. Okay? Or he missed the Ikra of the bracha. Here he wants to say he didn't say Saint Talamot Livracha. He didn't say Kibbutz Golios in the Bracha of Tekab Shofar. Okay, now skip the page. Let's skip whatever. Let's skip to the end of the Bir Halacha. That's Aleph. Beis. Here's Beis. Im Amar Eizadav Ashu Makalkal Es Abracha. So number one is he didn't complete the Bracha properly. One sounds like he left something out. Two is he just messed it up. He said something that destroys the bracha. In the middle of the summer, he's asking for rain. And then he says, this is the question of the Mechaber that we learned back in Siman Nun Tes in Hilchos Kriyashma. Or they were talking about a person gets confused between the Hilchos Kriyashma of Shacharis and Maariv. So the grove there holds that even if he didn't say Yotze Or at all in the Birchas Kriya Shema in the morning, Kev and Shechosam Kadin Yotze B'Diavad. He's Yotze B'Diavad as long as he concludes Yotze HaMa'oros. Mechaber disagrees, other posts can disagree. But according to the Gro, it's all a din in the Chasima, all a din in the conclusion. So it says Mishabrua, the Berlach, and here do it in Hacha, Ba'ofen Arishon, Azlina Bachar Basar Chasima V'Yotze. So even though he missed the ikra of the bracha, as long as he said the kibbutz golius. Even though he missed the ikra of the bracha, it doesn't matter. We don't go by the bracha according to the gra. What counts is only the chasima. If the chasima was done right, even if he missed the whole bracha, it sounds like it's going to be okay. The Gra is not Das Yachid over there. He has some big Rishonim on his side. And therefore, I guess what the Bir Halacha is trying to tell us is that you shouldn't necessarily go back and repeat five brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. If the Chasima was proper, even though you made a mistake, so then you have the Gra, you have the Rashba, you have the Ramban. it would seem like you shouldn't go back and do that. Okay, Sif Dalid. Okay, Sif Dalid. Shliach Tzibur Sheshachach V'lo Omar Anenu. Get an Ashkenazi sitter. Yeah, right there from the shtender. Sorry. Okay. So Shliach Tzibur Sheshachach V'lo Omar Anenu. Okay, let's say Shachris, yeah. Shachar is on a fast day, so we in silent Shemona Esrei do not say Aninu, only at Mincha and Shomei Tefillah. But the Shliach Tzibur says it as a separate bracha in between Goel Yisrael and Rifa'inu. Aninu Hashem Aninu, Shachar's, hold on, and has a conclusion, Baruch Atah Hashem Ha'oneh Be'ez Tzara. This is the bracha of the Shliach Tzibur says in Chazar Sashat, in Shachris. Okay, we're not talking about the fast Erev Pesach. Let's talk about regular Tainus Tzibur. Okay, very good, young man. Okay. Shliach Tzibur Sheshachach V'lo Omar Aninu. He forgot Aninu. Lo Yachzor Afilu Madayin Lo Gomar Rak Refa'inu. So what happened? He said, Baruch Hashem, go El Yisrael. He's supposed to say Aninu. He didn't. He continued. Refa'inu Hashem. Melech Reifin Amrachman Ata, and then someone they start screaming out. Everyone wakes up. Aneinu, you missed Aneinu. Okay, so as long as he didn't finish the bracha of Rifa'inu, he goes back to say the bracha of Aneinu. Once he concludes Rifa'inu, he can't because he said the bracha, and Aneinu is not one of those things that's ma'akiv. If he skips Aneinu altogether, b'di'evit is yotzei. So. But even if he started Rifa'inu, that's okay, because it's okay to start it, and then start it again. So, afilu imadayin lo goma, rak Rifa'inu. Okay, so he's not going to go back if he finished the bracha of Rifa'inu. V'im chazar, and if he does go back, bracha levatalahi. It's a bracha levatalah. Ela yomar aninu b'shamei tefillah ki yachid. He should throw aninu into shamei tefillah, like all the yachidim do a mincha, like everybody else. Okay, now it's interesting. Ber halacha over here. We're in Kuf Yud Tes. Okay, he forgot to say, and the Shliach Tzibur forgot to say Aninu. Okay, now when he finished Rafei Chalim Yisrael, then he goes back and says Aninu. The Shulchan Aruch says the bracha levatala. So, stand the Ber halacha is an interesting point. What's the bracha levatala? Is the bracha levatala that he's now saying Aninu and he wasn't supposed to, or is the bracha levatala that he has to repeat Rafeinu? So he says it's mashma that because he has to repeat Rifa'inu, even though he doesn't understand. And he thinks that it should be the fact that you're saying Aninu in the wrong place. The rule is, say Aninu over here, once you missed it, you missed it. So the fact that you said it when you missed it, that itself should be a bracha of Atala on the bracha of Aninu.
What about Yalev Yabo Amari? You missed it. Maybe you shouldn't go back.
Right, you shouldn't
go
back.
Add in, I mean, not redo the whole thing, but you shouldn't
Right, for sure not. Right, those things that are not ma'aki, once you start the bracha, bracha to Hashem, you don't go back. Right.
By ma'ariv?
By anything. Well, it depends if it's ma'akiv or not ma'akiv. Yalev Yavo is not ma'akiv by ma'ariv of Rosh Chodesh.
Right.
Because they didn't have Kiddush HaChodesh until the morning. Okay? Right. Yes, in Achinami. There's all discussion if the brachas have to be in order. What about the bracha of Aneinu? We said the order of Shemona Esrei is ma'akiv. What about the bracha of Aneinu of Shlich Tzibur? Is that ma'akiv? How could that be ma'akiv? The whole thing is not ma'akiv. If you didn't say it at all, it's not ma'akiv. So if you said it out of order, it can't be worse than not saying it at all. So that's all discussion over here. Okay, again, let's mechaber. Kuf yud tes dal. Shlich Tzibur sheshachach v'lo amar Aneinu lo yachzor afilu imadayin l'gomar rakir fe'enu. As long as you finish your fe'enu, he can't go back. If you didn't finish your fe'enu, he does go back. And here the Dirshu points out, even though he's saying Shem Hashem a couple of times, fe'enu Hashem v'nei rafe, that's not a problem. A problem with Shem Hashem is when it's out of context. It's a bracha levatala. It's not a bracha, it's a fe'enu Hashem v'nei rafe. So Chassi gave me a hard time once. I gave him a tramp, and then I said Tfilas HaDerech without the Chassima, and he held the Mamar of Shach. If you hold that you need to say the Chassima, then you should, if you should say it, say it. If not, not, then you're saying Shem Hashem for no reason. Like, that's ridiculous. You can say Tfilah and the shameless of Hashem. The problem, the whole concept is when it becomes a bracha levatala, when it's in the form of a bracha, but Stam Tfilah, so fine. That's pointed out here in the Dershu. Okay. Anyway, if he goes back when he wasn't supposed to say this Aneinu, it's a bracha v'tala. Ella, what should he do? Yomar Aneinu b'shamei tefila ki yachid. He should just throw it into shamei tefila as a yachid. Then there's a shaila, what should he conclude? Should he conclude Ha'onei b'Sara and shamei tefila? The Mishnah says just to say shamei tefila. Because with that, you don't say according to everyone, that's in Sif Katan Yud Tes. Okay. Sif Kuf Chaf. Okay, Simon Kufchav. Sorry, Simon Kufchav. Ritzei. Huh?
If the Shlich Tzibur forgot Shemayat Tfilah.
That's okay. It's okay, yeah, it's fine. It could be that you should say it by Elokein and Sur. That's what Mishabura says. If he also forgot by Shemayat Tfilah, Yomar Na'achash Yisayim Bashalom Kodim Elokein and Sur. He should say it before Elokein and Sur. Without a Chasima. Without a Chasima. Okay. Good. Now Simon Kuf Chaf. It's a one liner. Maybe the shortest Simon in Shulchan Aruch. I don't know. Omri Ritzei Bekol HaTfilot. We say Ritzei, right? Right over here. Baruch Ato Hashem Shomei HaTfilot. Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu. We say Ritzei in all the Tfilos. Udelo Ka'osam Shenoagim Shelo La'omro B'Mincha. Not like those that are knowing not to say it at Mincha. So what's going on? So the Gemara in Soita, which we're going to discuss at length, in a few weeks' time, by Birkas Kohanim, says that by Ritzei, the Kohen has to start going up to the Duchen. So the Ari Shonim will understand, more the Gaonim will understand, that Ritzei is totally in Birkas Kohanim. And if there's no Birkas Kohanim, there's no Ritzei, you just start from Ishei Yisrael. That Torah brings it down that was a minig in Sfarad, not to say Ritzei, only when there's Birkas Kohanim. So by Mincha, I assume by Marav also, it doesn't say Marav, we keep talking about Mincha, you're not going to say Ritzei, that's Shitas HaGaonim. The Torah himself goes on to say, I don't know, Ein Yodea Tam L'min Hagam. And basically, Ritzei is not, it's Ritzei is the Marav Mokam for the Kohen, it's not there because of the Kohanim, and then if there's no Kohanim, there's no Ritzei. It doesn't work like that. Okay, so the Maisa, right, the Svardin nowadays say Ritzei. I believe by everything. That's the Psaka HaMechaber. Even though the Minigan Sfarad, the Torah brings down was not to say Ritzei. Okay. Now, here the Torah brings down three different ways of understanding these two words. The Ishe Yisrael. What is the Ishe Yisrael? Okay, Ritzei Hashem Lekim Amcha Yisrael Tfilas. So Hashem should be satisfied with Amcha Yisrael and with the Tfilas of Chayisla. V'ashevas Havodat Ver Beisacha. Return the Avodah to the Beis HaMikdash. The Ishe Yisrael. Utzfilasam, the Ava, Sekabel Baratzon. Okay, we'll stop there. So here's the question. This line of Ishe Yisrael, is Ishe Yisrael going back on what was previous, or is it going on what's coming after it? For example, the first pshat holds that it's going on the second half. That means Ishe Yisrael, Utzfilasam, the Ava, Sekabel Baratzon. Hashem should accept our korbanos and our tfilos. Okay, now, we don't have karbanos, so our tfilos are b'makom karbanos. So the Taz points out that that's difficult, because Ishe Yisrael us tfilosam sounds like two different things, and this pshat in the Torah understands Ishe Yisrael is the tfilos, so it shouldn't say the two Ishe Yisrael us tfilosam, and nowadays you don't have Ishe Yisrael. That's the Taz's kasha on the first parish of the Torah. The second parish of the Torah is a little bit scary, from the Medrash, and that is Michael. Malach Michael, Sar HaGadol, is makriv the neshamos of the tzaddikim on the Mizbeach shel mala, and we're davening that that korban, whatever that means, should be niskabel baratzim. Now, the Taz holds that that's the Iker Perish, because he has a kasha on the other two. He holds that's the Iker Perish, and I'll just read to you what I saw in the Aruch HaShulchan. Inyan hakrovas haneshamos hu, shaneshamos masigim, kol kach ta'anug, behis dabkusam la'or shamala mamish, that the neshamas, the Jewish neshamas, or the neshamas of the tzaddikim, when they connect to Hashem upstairs, they reach such a tremendous darga of ta'anug, hu ta'anug she'en lo shir umida, v'zeh and korban, loshen his karvas. Korban comes from coming close, and that's what's this means, whatever, I don't know. Michael is makir the neshamas of the tzaddikim, it means they somehow reach a super close level of dveikas b'Hashem up in Shemayim, and that's what we're davening for. Okay, now this also, the first two perushim are Ishe Yisrael usfilosam bi'avas tekabel baratzon. Ishe Yisrael either means the tfilos, but why are you saying tfilos, tfilos? Yeah. Or it means the neshamas of the tzaddikim upstairs, utfilosam bi'avas tekabel baratzon. Then the third shot is that no, it's v'ashev es havodah v'ver be'isacha, return the avodah to the Beis HaMikdash, and the Ishe Yisrael. And the problem with that, the Taz points out, is the Ishe Yisrael is part of the avodah. Why have to say return the avodah and the Ishe Yisrael? Ishe Yisrael is part of the avodah. So the Taz holds the Iker Perish is that middle Perish or the Medrash with the Neshamas of the Tzadikim. The Gra holds the Iker Perish is the third Perish. So the big Nafkamina, where you put the comma, that's why the Siddur, why it covers its back, he puts a comma in both places. So you can read it as the end of the sentence or the beginning of the next sentence. Okay, so let's see that now in the Mishnah Berurah again. Kuf Chaf. Omrim Ritzei B'kol HaTfilos Sudolah Kol Osam Shinogim Shal Amro B'mincha. Meaning they used to start, according to the Minig Sfarad, okay, that the Beis Yosef rejects, and the Tor said was the Minig, but he doesn't like it. They skip Ritzei when there was no Duchening. They would start from V'ishe Yisrael. So that only fits with the Pshat 1 and 2. V'ishe Yisrael is the beginning of the sentence. It doesn't work with the end of the sentence because that beginning of the sentence is not there. Okay, then the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Torah. Okay, there's only Mishnah Berurah Sifkot on Aleph. He says, maybe it's the second line on the page where, of the next page, of Kuf Chaf Aleph. Kosef HaTorah al Mashan Omri Ishe Yisrael Tzvilasam V'yafal Pi She'en Ato Avoda. Now there's no Avoda. We're davening Hashem should accept our Avoda. We don't have Avoda. Mispalim al Tfilah Shibu Makom HaKorban Shetizkaba Baratzen Fnei Hashem Yisbarach. Hashem should be Mekabel our Tfilos which are Bumakom Korbanos. Unashalma Parim Sasein. Ubemedish Yesh Michal Sarah Godom Makrif Nishmatzen Shal Tzadikim Alam Yisbarach Shal Mala. Rotzer Lomar Shemagish Yisrael Rotzen Fnei Hashem L'Reach Nichach V'azet Tiknu V'Ishe Yisrael. Rotzer Lomar Anshe Yisrael. Those are the tzaddikim. And shot number three, the Ish Mefarshim Amash Elamala Bimena. No, it's the end of the sentence. Tachi Perushim. Vashev Havodah, the Ishe Yisrael. The Achekach, Lusfilosim, Biava, Sekaba, Beratzim. Vayim Bataz, Sheklasa, Da Perish, HaEmtsoi, Hua Mufchar, Mikulam, because the Taz has big caches on Perish number one and Perish number three. Avala Gro Kosav, Sheikir, Keperish, HaAcheron. I did not see how the Gro answers that kasha, unless you say the avoida, there's different types of avoida. The avoida with karbanos and with ishim, and avoida, I guess, without ishim. And Taz doesn't like that answer over there. Okay, that concludes Simon Kuf Chaf.